AccuWeather forecast, mainly sunny, high today around 78. Stocks started falling this morning on Wall Street in reaction to Britain's shocking vote to leave the European Union. The Dow Industrials dropping over 400 points at one time this morning. The Federal Reserve said it was closely monitoring the global financial markets and would provide dollar liquidity as needed. House Speaker Paul Ryan not concerned about the volatility in global markets after the voters decided to leave the European Union.
I do believe, look, as an American, we value the principle of sovereignty, self-determination, a government by consent, and limited government. These are very important principles, and these principles are being expressed here at home and around the world.
Speaker Ryan at a Capitol event predicting the financial markets will eventually stabilize, but also that the volatility underscores the need for strong, positive American leadership around the world. Creation of a housing development geared at veterans in Racine's Uptown District in historic industrial buildings north of 16th Street is getting ready to launch. Council approval of a developer's agreement being one of the final steps in that process. Sarah Beck with Herman and Kittle thanking the council members this week for approving that agreement for what's simply called 1520 Clark Street.
On behalf of Herman and Kittle Properties and Lutheran Social Services of Wisconsin and Upper Michigan, this project I feel will be a catalyst for the revitalization of Uptown, which I'm excited to be sharing the TID with.
Noting that this project is incorporated into the new TID, Beck said that the last piece of financing is also on the horizon.
The revolving loan fund, which the development secures, is our last piece of financing for this project. So once that's locked down, we will have everything, 10 different sources for this project secured.
The developer's agreement with the city includes up to $675,000 in financial assistance. The one-time Ajax Company complex to be converted to 74 apartments aimed at housing veterans. It's a project valued at close to $18 million. The man accused in Racine County of raping a woman during a home invasion in Sturtevant gets 30 years in prison, as well as 10 years of extended supervision. 21-year-old Omar Aldape pleading guilty in April to charges of first-degree sexual assault and armed robbery with the use of force, the incident in November of 2013. In Kenosha County, several fire departments called out to the 13,000 block of 60th Street on the Paris-Bristol line for a pole barn fire. Sheriff's deputies and fire crews responding to that location could report seeing smoke from far away, the barn reportedly containing equipment, a barn nearby housing animals. And Racine's 8th Annual Gay Rights Parade will be taking place Sunday, beginning from the north lawn of the Racine County Courthouse at 11:30 a.m., then will march over to Monument Square for speeches and related activities. The event to come 2 days prior to the 47th anniversary of the 1969 Stonewall Rebellion in New York, which began Gay Pride Day. The theme for this year's Racine Gay Rights Parade, a focus on transgender rights. Jeep Grand Cherokee owners around the country now suing over that defect in a gear shift linked to the death of actor Anton Yelchin. The lawsuit against Fiat Chrysler accusing the company of fraudulently concealing and failing to fix faulty gear shifters, which could make it difficult for drivers to tell if the vehicle's in park. Over 40 injuries have been linked to the defect in addition to the actor's death. Kenosha police arresting a 16-year-old boy as he slept in his father's apartment, this in reference to the armed robbery of a homeless man this week at Wolf and Butte Park on the city's lakefront. The boy, who is known to police because of prior encounters, allegedly pulling a gun on the 51-year-old victim. He grabbed the man around the neck, choked him, stole a wallet and a phone, then threw him to the ground. Police developed a tentative identification, and as part of today's culture, they checked social media. The boy's Facebook page is reportedly filled with photographs of him with guns and other weapons, as well as gang references. He remains in juvenile detention at this point. Two other teens with him at the time of the robbery are also still being sought. City leaders in Burlington going to give it a try and see what happens. Allow yard sale signs in the right-of-way during the citywide yard sale July the 29th and 30th and see how much cleanup is needed afterward. Administrator Karina Walters during the council meeting acknowledging this will be a pilot effort.
As we allow this opportunity, we make sure that we put it on all of our social media outlets, that we engage the Chamber of Commerce, that we engage all of those as we see the individuals out there to put out, to pick up. I think the only way we're going to know whether or not this weekend truly worked is to see how it looks at the end of the weekend.
This item discussed at a committee of the whole meeting earlier in the month, voted on this week by the Burlington Council. And a Racine man comes forward to claim a $50,000 Powerball prize. Chalmers Cummings, matching four numbers plus the Powerball in the drawing held on June the 15th. He bought that winning ticket at the Pantry Plus on Taylor Avenue. 3300 block of North Main Street in Racine, blocked for a time early this morning, a downed power line and part of a tree. 911 calls started coming into the dispatch center at Isegrove just after 3 a.m. A first arriving police officer confirmed there was a wire down in the roadway, sparking and smoking. A closer look also revealed a rather large tree branch also on the ground. We Energies contacted about the live wire. They've got the attention first, then the city's park and rec office with the tree trimming group. They took care of the branch. Traffic detoured for the duration of that response. Couple of permits, one for a carnival, one for a hot dog vendor. They were approved in Kenosha for the very same location. That became an issue for the council this week. Alderman critical of the process that created the problem, but a compromise was announced to allow both to operate over the 4th of July weekend. Alderman David Bogdala said he wouldn't support the carnival application, noting that while one of the applications was reviewed by Public Works, the other was not, and that kind of set up a conflict for him.
Not because I don't have a problem with the carnival, but because we've been circumventing the process, and what's happening is people are being put out. And in this case, you've got two people who did the right thing, who came forward, got the proper approvals. We approve those here tonight, and now someone else is going to come in and tell them, by the way, you can't be in there. That's a problem.
Alderman John Fox, after learning about the conflict, said that he worked out a compromise that actually helps the hot dog vendor during that holiday weekend.
We do need to change things so this doesn't happen again, but for those 3 days, this whole city is going to have fun on our lakefront, and those two vendors are going to be able to stay open longer because their permit limit is 8 p.m. So maybe they'll make some more money on the issue. And it could be, and I do believe it's going to be a good thing for everybody all around.
The council approved both the applications. The carnival, one of the attractions during Kenosha's Celebrate America festivities on the lakefront. Everybody's been watching what's happening on Wall Street in reaction to Britain's shocking vote to leave the European Union. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages, when things started this morning, dropping well over 400 points. The Federal Reserve closely monitoring, it says, global financial markets and will provide dollar liquidity as needed. House Speaker Paul Ryan promising a simpler tax code with lower rates for both families and businesses, unveiling his sixth and probably last installment of the Better Way campaign agenda for House Republicans.
The IRS needs to get its act together. It needs to put taxpayers first. So we overhaul and streamline the Internal Revenue Service. We install a new commissioner, and we clear out the bureaucracy.
The 25% top rate for individuals that Ryan had promised not long ago being replaced with 33%, which is still lower than the current 39.6% restored by President Obama in 2013. The growing problem of student homelessness around the country, it's being addressed by a number of different groups in different ways. Aaron Ingram, the author of a report with Hart Research Associates, says there's a big role for private organizations to play in all this.
There's a huge amount of room for outside organizations like shelters or other types of housing and youth advocacy organizations to help them, but this is a really difficult problem for schools to address.
That report says one reason why homelessness among America's K-12 students is getting worse, schools are improving their ability to identify homeless students. In western Kenosha County, Randall Consolidated School was able to donate some $1,900 with another $250 as a matching donation to the Wisconsin Stars and Stripes Honor Flight Program, making it possible to send four veterans to Washington to see the memorials to their service. The Randall Student Council set a goal in the fall of last year to send two veterans to Washington, but they say support was overwhelming. The fundraising included pay-to-play hat days. Students normally not allowed to wear hats could wear them. The student council also talked to administration about a certificate-selling fundraiser just for teachers and their ability to wear blue jeans. They're normally allowed only on Fridays or once a month with Wildcat Wednesdays. Each $5 certificate gave a teacher permission to wear jeans on another day. That raised $780. Kenosha County Senator Bob Wirtz requesting the Legislative Audit Bureau do a review of the State Department of Veterans Affairs to determine just how much money is budgeted toward actually helping veterans and how much goes toward administration. Wirtz, himself a veteran, says Wisconsin currently has the highest administrative cost in the Midwest, and the agency has more than twice as many staffers as neighboring states. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau says Wisconsin spent $7.64 million on administration of loans and grants and general operation of veterans programming. Senator Wirtz believes more of that administrative money ought to be redirected to help the county veteran service officers try to help the veterans at home. This Sunday morning at the Northbrook, Illinois Fire Station Number 12, the National EMS Memorial Bike Ride will be going along the Midwest route, eventually heading north through southeast Wisconsin. Bicyclists and support staff, many of them EMS providers, going to be honoring the lives of 156 EMS individuals. It's a five-day, 400-mile ride from Northbrook through Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee, then up the lakeshore to Green Bay. And from there, the group will head west toward La Crosse, finally ending up in Woodbury, Minnesota. Each rider and support team member to carry dog tags inscribed with the names of those honored and remembered. A number of local EMS personnel will be honored as well as the late Kenosha County Sheriff's Deputy Frank Fabiano Jr. The 2016 4th of July Silver Lake Boat Parade in western Kenosha County, that'll be taking place 1 p.m. on that Monday on Silver Lake. Participants can patriotically and otherwise dress up their boats and themselves and join the fun. The boats will start out from the front of Silver Lake Marina. Then it'll be once around the lake, and then prizes will be handed out afterward for the most patriotic boat and best Disney character celebrating the 4th. Oh, and for those on Silver Lake who don't have a boat, a prize will be awarded for the most patriotic pier. The governing body of the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association unanimously passes a proposal from the state baseball coaches group to alleviate some of the strain put on the arms of high school pitchers. Under the plan approved by the Board of Control, a pitcher would be allowed to throw up to 100 pitches in a day. Then it's 3 days of rest, mandatory, before the pitcher can throw again. Rest requirements would also follow a sliding scale. And take note that tickets go on sale Monday morning, 10 o'clock, for the Green Bay Packers Family Fest, which will be held Sunday night, July 31st at Lambeau Field. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.